Sisters by Susan Kalman.
Why does your brother look so unhappy in all of these photos?
It's fair to say, Blake, that Cliff isn't one for smiling.
All he needs is to hold up a newspaper and he'd look like a hostage.
Oh, I loved Christmas. I got loads of presents.
Yeah, and I was a middle child, ignored by all.
Is that why you're holding a tea towel with a bow on it?
I love that tea towel.
We never really celebrated Christmas. Mum was a pagan. Instead of presents, we danced around a burning wicker man.
I hate to think what you did at Easter.
I'm looking forward to meeting your brother. You don't really talk about him much.
Yeah, about that, Blake. Before you meet Cliff, maybe we should explain a few things.
Number one, he is older than us and his specialist subject on Mastermind would be everything, because he knows everything.
Number two, he will never express any emotion about anything ever. As a West of Scotland man, he believes that expressing emotion will lead to immediate and painful death.
Number three, he is a man of very few words. I once asked him what the meaning of life was and he said...
Shoes that fit. Yeah.
Has he always been like that?
Absolutely. You know, he moved out of our house when he was 16 and since Dad died, we've hardly seen him. Well, we get an email occasionally.
Yeah, but he's not been here in years, which is why his sudden arrival makes for an interesting development.
I know. Quite exciting, actually.
Mum and me always shared everything, even if I didn't want to. She put a poster up in town when I started puberty.
Maybe he's won the lottery. We could be millionaires.
Oh, would he share it with you?
Of course he would. We may not speak much, but blood is thicker than water.
Would you give me any of the money?
That depends. What would you spend it on?
Now, think carefully about this answer, Blake.
I'd buy a television station and make sure all of the shows had a proportional gender balance.
Oh. Well done, Blake. You do listen to me. You can have some money.
Brilliant.
Now, off you go. He'll be here in an hour and we need to get ready.
Right. So how should we approach this tomorrow?
Tactics. Good thinking. I mean, I think we should play it cool. You know, small talk. Don't frighten him off.
Good idea. No direct questions. Just cool as a cucumber.
That's it. Just play it cool. You know, you talk too much when you get nervous.
Yeah, I know. Well, I won't. I'll be like a glacier. One of those beautiful slow-moving ones gliding through water with polar bears on it, few penguins.
Yeah, you're doing it again. You're doing it again.
Good drive down? But I don't like driving that much, but I suppose, in a way, it's easier than getting the train. Well, quicker, in a way.
Weather got bad at Carlisle.
Was it raining?
Drizzle.
The M74 can be a tricky road at that point. Especially the way some people drive. I mean, I don't know how some people get
Fiona,
a licence.
Fiona, but... Fiona.
How's work? All going well?
Same as usual.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I meant to ask, do you need a lift tomorrow?
I'll get the bus.
You sure? It's no bother.
No thanks.
Okay. Well, this constant banter's too much for me. It's time to turn in, I think.
Hang on, Susan.
What?
I need to speak to you about something.
Really?
Us?
Talk?
Calm down.
Sorry, yeah, perfectly normal to talk. Now? Should we do it now? I mean, we could do it right now if you want to. Do you want to do it now? I mean, we could talk now if you want. I mean, although you might be tired.
Yeah, you might be tired. You're probably too tired to do it, actually.
Stop pushing him, Susan. He is exhausted.
Tomorrow, about 8. I need some sleep after the drive.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, sure. No big deal. Whatevs, yeah.
Right. I'm off to bed.
Night.
Night.
Oh, my God, what do you think it is?
I knew he would open up to us.
Yeah, like emotional ninjas. He had no idea. We were playing him like a game of Connect Four.
Who knew that emotional manipulation could be so heartwarming?
I am so proud of us.
I am so proud of us, too.
Has he gone, Blake?
Yeah, his car is leaving the street now.
Brilliant. So I've narrowed it down to a number of possibilities.
How long did this take you?
I stayed up till 5. It took a while to make the 3D models, but I think it was worth it.
I think we can fairly quickly eliminate some of the possibilities.
Such as?
Well, I suspect we would have had some idea if he was a Russian spy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they focused all their attention on recruiting teenagers from Peebles.
Or is that just part of an elaborate double bluff?
I also doubt he's this year's entry to Eurovision.
What could it be then?
Well, I've been thinking, and perhaps it is the thing that we have always wondered about.
What?
You know.
Oh, the elephant in the room.
What?
Well, we have always thought that he might be, well...
Yes, he might,
know,
possibly.
Just, he might just maybe...
In some way be gay.
Gay?
Well, I think it is fair to say that for some time now, Susan and I have had our suspicions.
It has been discussed before.
With him?
No. No, no, no. That's a private matter.
Is his love life private, or the fact that you talk about it private?
Our discussions are protected by the family code. His life is not.
Yeah, to a certain extent, it's been a process of elimination.
As Sherlock Holmes says, when you eliminate all possible solutions, the only one that's left is your brother is gay.
Wouldn't he have told you that before?
You were brought up in a hippie commune. We were brought up in a normal, repressed household.
My mother told me the facts of life by shoving a book under my door. Terrifying. It was a pop-up book.
So do you think he's gay?
Well, he's never had a girlfriend.
And?
And what?
Is that it, that he's never had a girlfriend?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, he's 45 and he's never so much as had a sniff of a possible companion.
Maybe he just didn't want to tell you.
Why?
Maybe he just thinks you're a bit interfering.
I am offended at that suggestion.
You've made a 3D pie chart of his life.
We simply care about his well-being.
And accurate statistical graphics.
Maybe he thinks you wouldn't take it well.
Oh, my God. We would be so pleased. We have been preparing for this moment for our whole lives.
I have watched everything Claire Balding has ever done.
And I have read several self-help books to prepare myself to welcome my brother to his new life.
I have also made a costume for any pride parade he wants to go on.
So have I.
Oh, I'm almost frightened to ask.
OK, we're both Cher, right? I'm 1980 Cher and she's 1970 Cher and we are...
Cher and Cher alike!
Just because he's not married with kids doesn't mean anything.
Look, statistically, one of us is probably gay and it's clearly not me, is it? Why are you all looking at me?
The point is, we don't care if he is. We just want him to be honest.
I know this might be an odd thing to suggest, but why don't you just wait and see what he says instead of trying to guess?
You are such an only child, Blake. Family is all about speculation, investigation and judgment.
Yeah. Murder, She Wrote has nothing on us.
Fine, let me know what happens.
Oh, no, you're going nowhere, mate. You sit right there. We need corroboration of what happens tonight, and if he is gay, you can take him on a night out.
Why me?
Because we don't want to cramp his style, and Fiona and I are clearly straight.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
A wee biscuit makes everyone feel better, doesn't it? I personally love a Bourbon, but I thought I would push the boat out with a mint Viscount. It screams of sophistication, doesn't it? The wee shiny wrapper and everything. Oh, look at the way it catches the light.
Yeah, why don't you just sit down?
This is so exciting.
Just let him talk, Susan.
Why are you here again, mate?
Fear of retribution.
Right. Well, I suspect that you know... that this has been coming for a while. And it's tough for me to talk about.
Oh, you can tell us anything. We love Sandy Toksvig.
And Alan Carr.
So I'm just going to come out and say it. I need to sell Dad's house.
I'm so pleased for you. Wait, what?
I need to sell Dad's house.
No, I don't understand.
They thought you were gay.
Why?
Because they have a lot of spare time.
You've never had a girlfriend.
That doesn't make me gay.
Just makes you a dude. Am I right, brother?
Have you ever had a girlfriend?
Yes.
Well, why don't you tell us? I've always wanted a sister.
Hey, I'm right here.
By the way, they booked you a trip to Brighton for your birthday.
I'm getting married.
Just so I'm completely clear, you're marrying a...
A woman.
Okay. Oh...
You sound disappointed.
Well, you know, it's not what we wanted, but we will still love you.
Sometimes I pretend to fall asleep. After a while, they just leave you alone.
Who is she then? This woman?
Does it matter?
Yes. I want to know who this vixen is who has managed to tame my brother.
Her name's Joy.
I'm always suspicious of people who are named after emotions. They never seem to match their actual personality.
I've been seeing her for a while and she's very nice. That's all you need to know.
But we will meet her at the wedding, surely? When I'm chief bridesmaid and she's not chief bridesmaid.
Start snoring.
Wait, are we not invited or something?
We're going to the Bahamas and we won't be able to afford any guests.
Why is it so expensive? Is Nigella Lawson doing the catering?
It's what Joy wants.
Ooh, sounds a bit pushy. A bit of a money grabber.
Completely unconscious would be even better. Do you want me to punch you in the head, Cliff?
We're family, Cliff. Why wouldn't you want your family there?
I just want to start a new life in a new home with my wife.
These are not unusual questions to ask,
I don't
Cliff.
Need your questions. I just need you to sign the contract.
But we just want
Enough.
To know all about...
I'm off to bed.
That went better than I expected.
We need to find out who this woman is and why she's trying to suck her brother dry.
What if, and it's just a suggestion, they're actually in love?
Oh, come on, Blake. That house is all that is left of my dad and it is worth a pretty penny. A pretty penny. Why else would someone want to marry him?
Maybe because your brother is a nice man.
Berlusconi, Trump, Steven Seagal, all examples of older men with younger mates. Why? I'm with you, sis. We are going to find this woman. Blake?
Please don't make me dress up.
What'd you take us for? We just need you to take him out for a drink, you know, chat to him. Then distract him, steal his phone, and then relay back any information that you can find on her, okay?
That's theft!
No, Blake, that is love.
The two things aren't mutually exclusive, Susan. Just because the milk tray man left chocolate for a lady doesn't mean he couldn't be charged with breaking and entering.
Do you know, that's an excellent point, actually.
Really?
Yeah, we need snacks, Fiona, need more mint vodka. Right, let's have a wee look. Joy is a surprisingly common name in Scotland.
Can you narrow it down by cross-referencing Cliff?
Just back off, Susan. Do you think this is the first time I have spent hours on social media tracking people down? This is a good Friday night for me.
Why has Cliff set his privacy settings so high?
Oh, I can't see his friends or his photos or his status updates.
Why would he be so suspicious?
He's hiding something, sis. I can feel it.
Yeah, it's almost like he doesn't trust us.
No, well, Blake had better come up with the goods, otherwise we have got nothing.
OK, I'll text him to get a move on right now.
Are you writing a dissertation?
No, I'm just sending lots of emojis so he knows we mean business. There. Sent. Now all we have to do is wait.
Do you watch football?
No.
Cricket?
I'm Scottish.
Yeah. Have you ever tossed a cabre then? Sorry, I just need to read this.
The bad news? All the colours drained from your face.
No, it's fine. Anyway, tell me about your fiancé. What's her full name and postcode?
What? Why do you want to know that?
It's just a game I play. I like to know everyone's postcodes, then I can match the accent to the place.
Really?
Totally.
So if I give you a postcode, you can do the accent?
Yep.
OK, then, let me find some interesting ones. CF11 1CZ.
That is...
Cardiff.
Ah, yes, that's a good one. Oh,
I love the valleys.
Is that different from Swansea?
Yep.
Go on then.
This is more Swansea. Hello. I like your shoes very much. Are they made in Wales?
You should go on Britain's Got Talent with that.
Really?
I'm off to the gents.
Come on, Blake, quickly. Pretend you're Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. Address book, text messages, find the information. Don't make them angry. Just send it all. Just send it all. Send anything. You mustn't make them angry, Blake. You wouldn't like them when they're angry.
You all right, mate?
That was quick. Accents make me excited.
We have touchdown, information overload, contacts, text and Facebook messages.
Come on, tell us her name.
Well, it would appear that Blake has simply sent random screenshots to us. Hang on, let me scroll through them.
Oh, come on, give me what you have and we can narrow down the search.
Okay, Joy, she definitely lives in Glasgow.
How do you know that?
It's a postcode.
Accent game, right?
Yeah. There's been a murder.
Yeah.
Okay, right, so Joy lives in Glasgow. Because there's still too many of them. Why are there so many Glaswegians called Joy?
They're a very ironic people.
Any other information that could help us narrow it down?
Well, such as?
Well, when I'm doing a bit of light Facebook stalking of an evening, you know, it helps to have an educational history, like mutual friends and interests. You can tell a lot about a person from employment history, where they've checked in recently, personal pictures, tagged pictures, groups that they're part of. Yeah.
Do we need to have a chat about anything?
So I'll narrow it down by age. She's bound to be younger than Cliff.
Yes, but not too young, in her 30s.
Right, four choices.
Right, let me see.
Oh, no, I'll be able to guess, look, who it is from the photos. I can spot a gold digger a mile off.
And what characteristics would one of them have? Like a fur coat and a pony?
No, you know how some people just look really kind?
Oh, yeah. Carol Kirkwood, June Whitfield, Kylie Minogue.
Two name but three. Well, the opposite sort of applies. And other information helps.
Like?
Pets. Nice people tend to have pets. Right, so here, this one, she's definitely not one. Look, she's 16, she's got five cats.
What about her? She's got the look of a wrong'un.
Ooh, yeah, look, let's have a look at her other pictures.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, right, she's only got three pictures. Oh, and she's cropped everyone else out. It's her.
Ooh, of course it is.
She's probably cut out all of the other people in her photos because they're like criminals or warlords or members of Westlife. I'd be surprised if she didn't have a criminal record herself.
Westlife certainly did. Ooh, look at her profession.
Horticulturalist. Well, that's made up.
She's got a link to her website. It does have a lot of flowers on it. Maybe she's legit.
My socks have flowers on them. It doesn't make me Monty Dawn. Besides, how much money do you think she makes? How many people have gardens these days?
We don't.
Yeah, exactly. It's her guaranteed.
Well, what do we do now?
Confront her.
Well, we can't just drive to Glasgow.
My dear stupid sister, we don't need to.
Oh, I haven't had this much to drink in ages.
I find spending time with your sisters is often made more bearable by the addition of alcohol. Lots and lots of alcohol.
Family, eh?
They're just a bit clumsy. It's like watching a bear putting an apron on a duckling. You know it's going to go wrong, but you're frightened to stop it.
She's special, Joy.
She sounds it.
Have you ever just met someone and thought that they were the one for you?
Oh, like when you try on a pair of pants and they feel just right.
Have you, though?
I thought I was in love once. When I was in college, I met a girl who I went out with for a while, but she had to go back to her own country and we didn't think a long-distance relationship would work.
Where was she from?
The Isle of Wight.
Well, what about Susan? I thought you two had something going on.
Oh, our entire relationship seems to be predicated on the fact that eventually one of us will die and therefore lose.
Bit morbid.
Not at all. There's something rather loving in knowing that as I'm lying on my deathbed, she'll lean towards me and whisper gently, I was right.
And you've never fancied trying your luck with Fiona?
I saw Fiona make a delivery man cry once. He'd bought the wrong custard.
She does take her puddings very seriously. Do you want to see a photo?
Of Joy?
Yes.
Of course. I'd be honoured, mate.
Right, let's see. Hang on. Did you see someone messing with my phone when I was in the toilet?
Oh, I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, my texts are all messed up and my emails.
Before you say anything, please be aware that your sisters are more terrifying than grumpy sharks.
You forwarded 10 texts to Susan. Why did you send this stuff to her?
They're worried that Joy is scamming you.
Why? Because we don't want them to come to the wedding. This is why we don't want Fiona and Susan to come to the wedding. Because they make people feel uncomfortable.
I think they were trying to do something nice.
They've gone too far this time.
Oh, you probably don't want to know what they're doing now, then.
What are they doing?
Nothing bad, just tracking her down and asking her questions.
Oh, Christ, let's go before they ruin everything.
Take some snacks and maybe an electric kettle pot. It might save your life.
Why do I have to do it?
Do I look like the kind of woman who needs a garden done? You look like the kind of woman who reads Mary Berry books and makes her own hummus.
Good point, well made.
Smear a bit of dirt in your face, make it realistic.
Oh, stop it, sorry.
That's her. That's her. I'll hide and give you discreet suggestions if you need them.
Hello.
Hello. Filled with Joy Gardens at your service.
Oh, thank you for making yourself available at such short notice.
My pleasure. Your message said it was a gardening emergency. That's my favourite kind of emergency.
Okay, then.
Sound more panicked.
It's awful.
What is it?
Flowers. Big flowers.
Say triffids.
Triffids.
As in Day of the Triffids?
Yes.
I don't mean to be rude, but I don't think they really exist.
Well, something in my garden is looking at me very strangely.
Sometimes gardens are full of wonder. Maybe you have some badgers. Badgers are lovely creatures. Big fat bottoms.
Go on the offensive.
Badgers, eh? How about magpies?
Maybe. Do you have a lot of tree coverage?
That's a lovely necklace you're wearing. Was it expensive?
What does this have to do with your garden?
Just chatting, small talk.
Okay. A bit personal, though.
Sorry. Yeah, no, let's get back on topic. Have you ever gone under an assumed name?
What? No.
Credit card debt.
None.
Just ask her about her boyfriend.
Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
I really don't get why.
Boyfriend!
Would you prefer to eat chicken or oysters?
I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, for goodness sakes, do you have a boyfriend? What's his name and what are your intentions towards him?
Sorry, there's someone at the door. I have to go.
Wait, we just want to know how much money you have. Wait. Oh, damn it.
Why didn't you just get down to business?
Oh, well, what subtle way is there of saying, excuse me, are you fleecing my brother out of the family fortune?
It's definitely her, though. Did you see her here? She doesn't use the two-for-one sports wash from Boots Bargain Bin, I'll tell you that.
Well, maybe we can contact some of her friends and ask them a few questions.
Well, I've got a friend who works for the police. Maybe we could ask him if he could run a check on her
yes.
for us.
Yes.
No.
How long have you been there?
Long enough.
Blake, you're meant to warn us when things like this happen. Don't make me tie a bell round your neck. Again.
You are a little bit out of control.
When did you start standing up for yourself? Have you been watching Loose Women again?
It's not his fault. I know what the two of you are like. Who were you speaking to?
The gold-digging bitch who wants your money.
But I just spoke to Joy. She didn't say anything about talking to you.
Joy, or should I say poison ivy? Oh, look at me. I'm such a nice person. I like gardens. Is that a fiver in your wallet? Stop, 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 stop! Give it to me.
Susan, I think you should just leave it.
Poison ivy.
Oh, we were just trying to protect you. I mean, you're a nice guy, but why would a young, pretty, educated woman want to shack up with you, apart from money?
Could someone punch me in the face, please?
In a minute, Blake.
First of all, that is really hurtful. And secondly, you know nothing about her.
Well, we know a scam when we see one.
She thinks she's Juliet Bravo.
Her name is Joy McMaster, and she's older than me, OK? And she has her own money and her own house, and I love her.
I know that name.
Oh, my God.
It's our old piano teacher.
Not mine. I was out of the house by then. I met her out at the pub one night. She's funny and lovely.
And gets a pensioner's discount on the bus.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, she does.
Whoa. Well, she must be, what, 60 now? Is that why you don't want us to meet her?
No. Not ashamed of her. She's amazing. It's you two. You're the problem. You can't just be normal, can you?
We are very normal.
Absolutely.
You've printed out pictures of a stranger and drawn devil horns on her.
Oh, it's my mate at the police station asking if we still want the criminal records check.
Unbelievable.
Oh, we just did it because we love you.
What are you going to do for my birthday? Break my legs?
We miss you, Cliff.
Yeah, since Dad died, you only get in touch when you need something. You never just call up and ask what we're up to.
What are you usually up to?
Box sets and biscuits, but that's not the point.
She's right, we miss you. I know we might have gone a bit far, but it's just because we care.
You could phone me, you know.
I suppose.
I know. Well, maybe we should all make more of an effort.
Yes, you should.
That means you as well, Susan.
Does that mean we can meet your girlfriend?
You already know her.
Yep.
Ms. McMaster, blimey, she used to hit my fingers with a ruler.
Hope she doesn't give us detention.
Maybe she'll send me to the headmaster.
You're never meeting her.
Oh, come on, Cliff, we're just joking.
Do you promise to behave if you come to the wedding?
On my sister's life.
What she said.
I'm getting a taxi to the airport. I think I should get home to Joy. Panicked her a bit when I called her. Maybe I can persuade her that you two are just being sweet.
Do you need to go already? We were just having a bit of an emotional breakthrough.
Honestly, we won't be bad, I promise.
No, I need to get back. Blake, do you want to come with me? Can find you somewhere safe to live.
No point. They'll just track me down.
Stay in touch, though, mate. Always around if you need a chat.
Text to let us know you're home safe.
I will.
Bye, bruvs. Love you. Sorry about the whole prying thing.
You promise, right? No more.
Absolutely. We are done.
He's such a nice guy.
Isn't he?
Oh, I'm just glad we managed to sort everything out.
Oh, I'm just so glad he trusts us again. Oh,
can I just say, I found that quite emotional. Yeah. When you were talking about wanting to be more in touch with each other.
That's family, Blake. You know, you've got to respect what family wants.
If there's one thing I know is that you have to listen to your family, take on board everything that they say, and then completely ignore it. Get the laptop, Susan.
Already online, Fiona. Where should we start?
A simple Google search, and then we can move on to our financial transactions.
I thought you were going to leave them alone.
Please. As if that's going to happen.
Oh, maybe if I run really fast, I can catch up with him.
Right, let's look for a street view of where she lives.
Nice one. You can tell a lot about someone from their curtains.
You know, Cliff is a very lucky man. He's got a family that cares for him so much.
I know. I'd do the same for you, Fiona.
I know you would. Right, get typing. I can't wait to welcome our new sister-in-law into the family.
She is going to love us.
You've been listening to Sisters by Susan Kalman. It starred Susan Kalman, Ashley Jensen and Nick Helm, with Derek Riddell and Gabby Best. It was produced by Paul Schlesinger, and it was a Hattrick production for BBC Radio 4.